This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right, it's Friday. You can't get that noise out any louder than they just did. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. I'm glad to have you today. Got a good stretch of weather for the weekend, boys.
Looks beautiful out there. I was actually up this morning a little bit earlier because I don't know. Do you have a sinus headache today? Does anybody else have a pressure headache or anything like that? So I woke up with a pressure headache, and I'm looking at the weather app to see what the pressure is and all that kind of stuff.
Pressure.
And the weather for the next couple of days looks great. And then it says Tuesday, 1.67 inches of rain. I'm like, good Lord. We can't get out of the way of all this rain.
Oh, it's going to rain next week?
Yes, all next week. So enjoy this weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there today. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to go get on a boat and enjoy the lake with Ralph today. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Pontoon?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of drinks out there.
Does he play on the pontoon when you're on the pontoon?
What is playing on the pontoon?
That's where the song Motor Boatin' comes from.
Oh.
On the pontoon.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Motor boating.
Yeah, people say I use that term motorboating wrong when I say, like, the Chiefs win 35-0, they motorboated the opponent. People are always like, what do you mean motor? I go, that's the term that people use.
Maybe there's two. There's one where you get your head between a couple sweater kittens, and then there's one where you just absolutely, you know, obliterate something else.
I just want to win, Jim.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, no doubt about it. So that's my plan for today. Zoom to the lake. Gonna enjoy the sun while I can for a day.
There's lakes in Kansas?
There are.
I did not know
stadiums
that.
And lakes. Yeah, oh, wow. It's gonna be wild. Yeah.
I didn't know there was lakes in Kansas today. I guess, no, Smithville's not in Kansas for sure.
No.
That's way, way, way.
That's a.
I'm not from here, man. I don't know. I've been around here for about the last, I don't know, 5 years, but I just drive. I just go down 35, 435, and 69, you know? So we got a little bit of news.
Yes, we do. Big news today. So, major. I mean, this may be, and I'm not overstating this, this may be the biggest news I've heard this week.
No, it's not.
Absolutely it is.
No way. The biggest news you heard was Wednesday.
What was Wednesday?
Wasn't that, or was it Thursday? What was the news when they said that they bought the mortgage?
Oh, I told you that since October. That wasn't news.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. But it was like,
that's fair.
But it was like stamped, right?
Yeah.
It was like, hey, here, it's actually, they actually did it. This isn't a, you know, radio guy telling you. This is actually like the franchise telling you.
Right. Your McMahon walk moment.
Yeah, I did a little bit. But no, but I still think this is bigger. I really do.
So shout out to Dayton Moore and to you for inviting me to this event last night. I appreciate the invite. It was fun. I got to meet a lot of fun people out there for the, seeing the Major Leagues Foundation, the C-10, all that sort of stuff. It was nice to, you know, meet Dayton and have fun with him. But that wasn't the best part of the night.
No, not even close to the best part of the night.
We were told that somebody's getting married.
Somebody's getting married.
And that person is, well, here comes the bride down the aisle. She's got a good pace to her, and she's going to be my wife. So congratulations to the one and only Denny Matthews.
Yes,
is going
Denny's
to get
engaged,
hitched.
Man. Congratulations, Denny, baby! Yes!
And that's not it.
Oh, no. There's more.
So, yeah. But wait, there's more. So talking to Denny's fiance,
Amy, lovely girl. Known Amy for about 20 years now.
Amy, what do you want to do? She put us in charge by us, Bob and myself, which Mac, now you're involved because you're part of this.
You got to do all the planning, sir.
No, I'll help because I'm excited.
No, I am
We're
too.
In charge of his bachelor party.
That's right. We're putting on a bachelor party for Denny, baby.
Woo. We're going to get Denny turnt. You know, we're going to summon it. Denny Matthews about to have three rings.
Yeah.
85, 15, 26, 27?
No, 25. They're getting 25. Married November 15th is the date.
Yep. Oh, nice. Then we've got to get this going.
Yeah, the wheels, man.
Bob was up late last night. It was 9:45 and he was texting me.
The wheels are in motion. I mean, I even texted Lefevre last night, right?
Yeah.
I texted Ryan.
He's on board.
I text Ryan. I go, well, dot, dot, dot. Looks like I'm in charge of Denny's bachelor party.
No doubt about it.
I'm waiting for LaFever's response this morning going, oh boy. Yeah. I couldn't be happier for Amy and Denny, though.
It is
so cool to just to be around Denny Matthews and to talk about Denny. And kind of what I want for this bachelor party, and I don't know if you feel the same way. I think you do. Mm-hmm. More of a celebration of Denny Matthews for all the years that he's been doing Royals baseball and all the years that he's been in our homes and all the years that everybody around has formed a relationship with Denny Matthews, because that's what you do, right? Like, when you listen to baseball, it's a relaxing deal. It's part of your daily life. It's part of your friendships. You know, you listen to the game on the radio.
Right.
You get that bond. People have been listening to Denny for 60 years here in Kansas City, call Royals baseball. And so we're going to call it a bachelor party, but also to a celebration of Denny. I mean, this dude's getting married, man. Way to go, Denny. I'm excited for you.
It may not be like your bachelor party that you think of, where we're going to go to Nashville, we're going to go to Vegas, because I offer. So we should go to Vegas. She goes, oh, well, maybe not that. Like, and then she looks over, she goes, who's this guy again, Bob?
Yeah, right.
Like, this is my co-host. He's been around for like 3 weeks. You'll get used to him, trust me. But no, it's awesome, because like we kind of congregate again around Denny, and it's you, it's me, it's her, and we're all talking. And at first, Denny's like, oh, I don't know, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all this. We're like, no. And then Bob's like, no, it's a celebration of you. Like, look, man.
Did you see his face change when he started to buy into the idea, too?
Yeah,
how happy
blushed
he
and
looked.
Smiled.
Yeah, it was really humbling, I think, for him. I don't think Denny knows how many people love him. I really don't. Like, and that's what I want to do. I want to show everybody that people love Denny. You brought up Dayton and his event last night that we were at. And I always tell the story about Dayton when I talk about winning and why it's so important to appreciate the moment, because a year after they won the World Series, I go, you still don't understand what you've done. He goes, no, not really. like didn't appreciate the impact that winning had on Kansas City, because they were so caught up in the baseball side of things.
Right.
They can get caught up in the people side of things. Right. And that's, I think, where Denny is right now. He's in there every game doing the games, you know, talking to us, but he doesn't get the feedback back about how many people love him. And so now that he's engaged, this is going to be a great time for everybody to celebrate Denny Matthews. And we're all going to do this together. We're all going to tell him how great he is and how wonderful he is and how much we love him and how excited we are for November 15th. Denny's getting married, man. It's awesome.
So we figured hopefully we can get this done somewhere around the All-Star break, because that way everybody's off. Nobody's really, you know, away. The people that will join are probably just going to be on a staycation here in Kansas City. So hoping to have some people join. 913-586-7965. What?
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, that guy. So let us know what you think. Let us know ideas that you'd like to have for Denny's bachelor party that'll be in studio with hopefully the man himself, because he said he's down. He gave us the okay.
Yep.
He said, sure. All right.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep. We did not push this on him. We just told him we were going to do it. No.
And then Bob threw me to the dogs. He goes, have him hear your Denny impression.
Yeah, so having you know, Dusty do Denny to Denny was really good. But then that's
never
really
in my life.
But that's when the story really took a turn, because then Denny started doing Harry Carey.
Yeah, because then Amy was like, well, he does a really good Harry Carey. So then in my life, I never thought I'd be in a room staring down the man who's been in my ears for my entire life, doing his voice in front of him. And then he's like, all right, well, here's one for you. Here's Harry Carey, but like, gets it all ready, dude.
Yeah.
Like, cleared the throat. And he's like, so one time he's like, there's this game and Harry and, you know, the other guy are doing it.
Steve Stone, for those who remember watching Steve Stone, he's not doing the White Sox. Steve Stone's great.
Yeah. And he goes, well, back in the day, they used to have to take a live shot, and they'd come back around, and they'd do a solo shot of the guy standing there, and they'd turn around and look into the camera, and the guy goes, hey, all right, turn
fifth
around.
Inning. The fifth inning's important.
He goes, turn around, Harry. And Harry turns around, and I kid you not, he says, Harry takes a lamp and starts talking to the TV, going, hi, there's a guy on the field, and I think it's a cat or a goat. The Cubs lose. And Denny does it so well.
His impression of Harry Carey is dead on. Like,
never
it is.
Thought.
I mean, the mannerisms, the words, the pronunciations. He pronounced Cincinnati, and when he did it like Harry Carey, I went, oh my God, that's Harry Carey. Like, legitimately, yeah. Harry Carey was there.
He said he knows about the Will Ferrell one, but he goes, the Will Ferrell one's kind of over-exaggerated, and Denny's is a little bit more on par with what it is because of how great he's probably been around him.
Yeah.
I just watched the video. It looks like I'm in absolute epileptic shock. But you can only imagine because Denny told us that in that interview, like when they did that, the guy's like in Steve's ear going, hey, what the blank is he doing?
Get that microphone in his face and get the lamp away.
Yeah, and they transitioned the microphone to Harry's hand, took the lamp out. Harry Carey had no clue what was
going
on. No clue,
didn't miss a beat. Could you imagine that, though? That's back in the day when it was the glory days. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Shockingly enough, Harry Carey came up yesterday, and we were talking about how awesome he was, and I was telling my friend Paul this story last night, and he texted me back, and he goes, Harry Carey is arguably the greatest man to have ever lived. Like, yeah, right. I mean, it's hard to argue with a lifestyle that Harry Carey put out there and everything that he did and, you know, the career that he had. But talking into a lamp, I mean, that's an all-timer right there. And then it got better because Denny's telling a story about a pitcher by the name of Steve Traxel back in the day, and he had some surgery done or whatever it was. And
they hurt his arm in a game.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they were sending him back to Chicago or wherever for you know, to get looked at. And so they put out a press release, and Harry Carey's reading the press release on the air. And says, Steve Traxel's been sent back to Chicago, and they're going to give him a cocaine shot.
That's right.
To which Steve Stone says, I think you mean cortisone.
Yeah. Same thing. Hell, I'd do a shot of cocaine right now, Steve. But what inning is it?
This man is so gassed by the fifth inning, he's doing a stand-up on live TV with a lamp because he thinks it's the microphone.
Back in the day.
Good God, I wish I was alive back then.
That's why I wonder, like, the people that, like, see, like, that's why it's interesting to see Denny talk about Will Ferrell's character, because Denny lived it. Like, that's somebody that he actually got to see. Like, when you see impersonations today of, like, people that are actually, like, of importance that have, you know, a pretty big figure, and you see somebody impersonate them, you're like, wow, that's dead on.
Yeah.
Like, you watch, like, all those people, like, when Robin Williams would do them, I remember being like, oh my gosh, he's like De Niro. Yeah. Like, he sounds and actually looks like him. Jim Carrey, same thing. But yeah, that's awesome. Diddy Matthews getting married. Congratulations to him and Amy.
Yep. So excited for that, man. It's awesome.
Should be a great time. Mac's going to be the ring bearer.
Right.
And I'll be the flower girl.
There you go.
I'll put little tulip lips down the aisle. Everywhere I go.
I'm not understating or overstating whatever the term is. My excitement for Denny. Like, I am thrilled to death. And the people that we were telling last night, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, really? Like, everybody is so excited for Denny. I hope Kansas City's excited for Denny and Amy because they're the new power couple of Kansas City, baby. Let's go, Denny and Amy. And we're going to celebrate the hell out of him.
Yeah, somebody on the text line, I think you guys should do an all fans invite tailgate party in the parking lot of 96.5 for the bachelor party.
I like that.
We'll figure it out. We'll get things done. Maybe we can get a red carpet, throw it down the end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Insurance, and they can walk out and everybody can give them their congratulations. Invite Sazerac Liquor. We will bring drinks.
All right, there you go. Done.
Don't tease me. Don't tease me.
Give me some. I like making Sazeracs, man. That is a great cocktail. Got me singing in New Orleans one night.
You know, there's a Sazerac rye, and I work with a guy named Ryan Lefevre.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.